Welcome to ITB Berlin's Travel Hero podcast, where we explore the stories and strategies shaping global tourism. I'm your host, Charlotte Luck-Davies, with management consultancy A Bright Approach. And today we're joined by Michael Shuri, who's head of tourism analysis, Asia Pacific at Tourism Economics. Michael, a very warm welcome to you.
Thanks, Charlotte. It's a pleasure to be here.
Today's topic is titled Why APAC is set to see stronger international tourism growth than most other regions. And we only have 300 seconds to address this big topic. So really briefly, Michael, do tell us a little bit more about your role at Tourism Economics.
Yes, certainly. So my role is to focus on the analysis of current and expected trends for tourism in the Asia-Pacific region. So I present our forecasts and outlook to DMOs, to hotels, airlines, and of course, at tourism conferences such as ITB.
Well, we're very much looking forward to have you on stage with us at ITB Asia. And it's fantastic. You are clearly the man for the job here. So let's go back. According to your research analysis, Asia Pacific is set to see stronger growth for international tourism than many other regions if we exempt the Middle East. I would love for you to share some details with us, please.
Yeah, sure. So behind this, there's a few different factors at play. So in the near term, so the coming few years, APAC is still catching up to the recovery of many other regions. So the initial rebound from the pandemic for international travel was fairly slow for APAC destinations. So the strong growth taking place this year and next year represents a bit of a return to normality. So a key part of this is the delay in recovery for travel from China. In other words, outbound travel. So China is an important source market globally, but it's particularly vital for APAC destinations. So the lower volumes of Chinese visitors in recent years have left quite a large hole for many destinations in the region. But that's only part of the story. So over the longer term, APAC's gains represent the continuation of a trend we saw in the 2000s and the 2010s. So APAC as a destination region for visitors was growing more quickly than most other regions and gaining share of global travel. So that's expected to continue through to the 2030s and beyond, with the pandemic representing a mere blip in this long-term trend.
That's very, very interesting. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about what's behind this, shall we say, long-run trend?
So essentially, it's a combination of economic and demographic factors, as well as travel patterns. So firstly, I should note that the vast majority of travellers from APAC countries travel to destinations elsewhere in the region. So any increase in outbound travellers in the region will largely benefit international destinations within APAC as well. As countries become more developed, what we typically see is their propensity to engage in travel increases. This usually starts with domestic travel and then moves on to international or outbound travel. So in Asia Pacific, household incomes and GDP per capita are projected to rise in several large economies in coming years. As that happens, and as households in these countries become wealthier, they're going to engage in more international travel. Now, the other thing to note with these countries is the populations in many of these are very large. So most notably China, India, Indonesia, and some others. So the potential number of travellers from these markets is tremendous. So any small increase in the propensity to engage in travel, outbound travel specifically, will lead to a large volume of international travellers from these countries to destinations in the region. And there's one final factor I want to mention that contributes to this, and that's the ease of access for destinations in the region. So that's when I say that, I mean in terms of improved flight connections and the easing of visa restrictions. So these are basically progressing to make it simpler and cheaper to travel to many APAC countries than was the case previously. So that's supporting this trend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have in previous podcasts this year talked exactly about that, the infrastructure, which is so very, very advanced by now. I'm thinking that in order for us to get the full picture, might you be able to share with us some of, shall we say, the potential risks and challenges to this trend?
So Asia ultimately is still less developed than regions such as, say, Europe and North America in terms of transport connections between and within countries and also tourism infrastructure more generally. So these connections and infrastructure will need to continue to improve to keep up with the visitor demand. So essentially, we need supply to keep up with demand. Another factor is that Chinese outbound travel is recovering more slowly than we initially hoped. So I touched on this a little bit earlier. So that slower than expected recovery has slowed down growth in international visits to destinations in the region. Because as I've already said, China is by far the largest source of tourists for many APAC destinations. So this outbound travel from China will recover, but it's taking longer than previously expected. So this is a risk around that trend that I've mentioned. And finally, something that should always be mentioned when we're talking about tourism and the global economy is uncertainty, specifically economic uncertainty. So that very much poses a downside risk. So when people are unsure of their future income, they're less likely to spend on things such as traveling internationally. So if economic growth weakens or is weaker than we expect, it will lower demand, travel demand from and to countries in APAC.
Yeah, our 300 seconds are pretty much up. And that's a shame. I would have loved a little bit more time with you. But, you know, I urge for sure our lovely listeners to connect with you, especially if they are attending ITB Asia. Thanks, Michael, for the insight. There's much, much more from tourism economics, I know. So anybody interested should have a closer look. And thank you again. You've been a true travel hero.
Thank you, Charlotte. You're very welcome. And I hope to see some of you at ITB Asia in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. And I, for one, promise to keep a close eye on developments in Asia Pacific as well. Very fascinating what's going on. To our listeners, we hope that this quick overview and future gazing into Asia Pacific has been of interest. And we wish you all a very successful ITB Asia. We'll soon be back with more voices and visions shaping the future of travel, only here at ITB Berlin Travel Hero Podcast. Thanks for listening and safe travels.